What's going on, brothers? It's Lime Table with a Name. Got another deal for you. It's written title, Course Correction. Here goes. So, about 3 weeks ago, the temperature was at 97 degrees. Now, we fast forward to this week, the temperature actually dropped down to 75 degrees. And about two nights ago, it was 49 degrees. Which means that the seasons have changed and the desperation from these 304s and these DNA dumpsters and these weather-beaten hags has increased. And there is a course correction coming. As a matter of fact, it's already here. It's just slowly taking place. That's why, towards the beginning of September, the chameleon activity is actually doubled. Hear what I said, the chameleon activity has doubled. And it has doubled because these trollops are on their last leg. And I find it funny how this chameleon activity doubled not too long after that trash bag Brady Renner got on social media and arrogantly proclaimed it was stepdaddy season. Mm-hmm. So, I gotta say it like this. This course correction is basically the Most High's way and nature's way of punishing these 304s and these DNA dumpsters and these psychotic malcontents who promote extortion as female dating strategies. Because they make no mistake, it's all extortion. It's fraud, usury, and extortion. She gets ahead at your expense. That's what it is. And this course correction, for you brothers out there, understand something. The simps and the white knights who are going to step up to the plate and try to rescue these DNA dumpsters and these 304s as the seasons change and temperature drops, they're going to drown and be crushed along with these 304s, these DNA dumpsters that they're trying to save. You see, my advice to you is just to step aside. Step aside. You step aside, let the Most High and let nature do its thing. This course correction is going to take years. It's going to be stiff. It's going to be painful for them, but not us. Because we've taken the red pill, we've gone our own way, we've saved ourselves. Them, not so much. They live in their own psycho-fucked fantasy. They live in some old Disney rom-com version of reality. And a lot of them, they can't stand reality. They're denying reality on a daily basis. And as for their misery, their calamity, their misfortune, I don't feel sorry for them. And you shouldn't either. They're reaping what they've sown. You see, they wanted to throw biology, logic, and common sense out the fucking window. They told the world they're strong and independent, they don't need no man, and what the feminists who told them this garbage, they left out that with your strength and independence comes financial burdens. Burdens that men have to bear. But these trollops who say they're strong and independent, they don't need no man, they can do it bad all by themselves, and that niggas ain't shit, men ain't shit, they can't shoulder those burdens. It's killing them. It's driving them crazy. That's why a lot of them are on head meds, and if you brothers have stock in these companies that create head meds, you're probably going to be a rich man. Your bread's going to be fat. But This is them reaping what they have sown. This is a course correction. That's what this is. It's going to be brutal. It's going to be stiff. It's going to be unyielding. But they got to pay for that. They chase the fathers out of the house. They promote extortion online as dating strategies. And in a couple of cases, they even encourage women to falsely accuse men of sexual misconduct. As Emily Linden, who says so herself, it doesn't matter if a few innocent men's lives are ruined, all that matters is dismantling the patriarchy. You see? That's why this course correction is needed. They need to feel that. And for you brothers out there who have been paying attention to this community activity going on TikTok, this community activity has doubled because a lot of these trollops, they know they need help. They know they need help. They need men to step up to the plate and be stepfathers. They need young men to run back to the plantation and wife them up, ensure that the financial burdens that they have. Because make no mistake, for these 304s, these Cleon bitches, and these women out here who like to call me and broke or dusty, please understand that they shoulder 2/3 of this nation's consumer debt and 70% of the student loan debt. But they'll point at you and call you dusty if your salary is in the big five or six figures. Because not too long ago, these are the same idiots who said that six figures is average. I don't know on what fucking planet six figures is average, but yeah, that one takes care of itself. But yeah, this is a course correction. That's what this is, brothers. So my advice to you is to just keep your head on the swivel, step aside, let nature, let the Most High God do his thing. Do the thing. That's my advice to you. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to say it like this. I know there are some men out there who are saying, well, it's good that women are now calling out feminism. In fact, they're destroying feminism. Let me explain something to you. Those video compilations of chameleons speaking out against feminism, that's just lip service. They're not destroying feminism. They're not destroying anything. They are parroting our talking points and speaking out against feminism because they're desperate. They know what time it is. And they're hoping that if they flick shit at feminism on social media and if enough people see it and enough men see it, that would double their chances of snagging a pit wallet. So make no mistake, they're not destroying feminism. It's just lip service. This is their way of whistling at you and trying to get you to come back to the plantation. And these candy-ass pastors are doing the same fucking thing. But I'm going to touch on that in another video. And that one will be in the realm of Best Watch BM. So I'm going to try to do that one tomorrow. But for this one, this is a course correction. That's what this is, brothers. This is Line of Metal. That's all I got. If you like the video, like, share, and a commentary. Feel free to subscribe. If you're joining me on my channel, you find a tip jar on the upper right side of the screen. This is your bliss icon. All right, fam. All right, brethren, you know it's real. You know it's in Goway, Liverboy, SYSBM. As for these 304s, these DNA dumpsters, these femroids, and those that probably say it how we say it, give them nothing. This has been MGTOW PSA. More Commerce State. See you soon.